The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, it's Mariana. I am the host of the Life with Mariana podcast and co-founder of Summer Fridays. It is now March, and this is a really important month for me. There's a couple different reasons why. March is Women's History Month, and that also includes International Women's Day. International Women's Day happened to be the same time that we launched Summer Fridays 6 years ago. So this year, we are celebrating 6 years of the company. We actually started working on it in 2016. So I've been on this journey for almost 8 years now. And for me, balance is really important when it comes to how I show up in my personal and professional life. I really want to take care of myself, and I know that there's things that I can do to show up as my best self and things that maybe are not so great for me. I read a book every morning, which is like just part of my morning routine, and I read a book from Dr. Uma Naidu. She's a chef, author, nutritionist, and psychiatrist, and her book is all about how to calm your mind with food and how food can lead to anxiety. So I am somebody who deals with anxiety, and I have ever since I was really little. And there are so many lifestyle choices that we can make to really help support us, whether you need to relieve anxiety or you want some anti-anxiety recipes. The food that we put into our body really can help support us. There are so many changes that I have made over time, and reading this book, there were so many things I already was doing and implementing, but so much more that I learned. If you want a guide to controlling your anxiety, we talk about 6 pillars for calming the mind, what foods to avoid in your routine, information about inflammation and the gut-brain-immune connection, and so many more. And if you guys want a copy of her book, we actually have a few copies to give to you guys. If you just post listening to this with a screenshot and tag me and Dr. Uma Naidu and Life with Mariana. That's my podcast Instagram. And we're going to send a copy of the book along with some Summer Fridays products to some of you. And before we get into this week's episode, I want to tell you about a little life update that I have. And because this week is International Women's Day and it's Women's History Month, there was something that had really been on my mind for a long time and something really important to us at Summer Fridays and to me personally that I really wanted to help with. And I was trying to find the right organization and like somebody to truly partner with in a more meaningful way. So after trying to find somebody where we really felt like we could do meaningful work for the next generation of women, we found Girls Inc. Girls Inc. has a Los Angeles chapter. We're going to be hosting a lunch on behalf of them this week to really raise funds for this amazing partnership. They really are about inspiring the next generation of young girls to be strong, smart, and bold. We're so excited to be working with them this year. And if you guys want to learn more about Girls Inc. in Los Angeles or wherever you are, I will put all the notes in the description. So that's how I'm kicking off my March, is with supporting Girls Inc. of Los Angeles with an amazing brunch. We're doing this with a lot of other female founders and moms and women in Los Angeles that I really respect. And I'm so excited to bring them together to teach them a little bit more about Girls Inc. And then we are celebrating 6 years of Summer Fridays, which I cannot believe. The years are flying by, and I didn't go to business school. That's not the background that I have. But by hearing podcast episodes or finding someone online to follow or reading about a founder story who had a similar background to me that maybe didn't go to business school, I saw that things were possible even if they didn't have a traditional business background. I saw that there was opportunity, that if you have a really great idea, and then because I'm an influencer, it gave me the platform to really reach an audience with this idea and this company that Lauren and I created together, that so many things are possible. I hope that you can see a possibility for you, that whatever it is that you want to dream or work towards, that you see somebody who's doing the thing that you want to do and that you can see it's possible. And that's what I love about social media. And I think that there's a positive side of this, that you can be inspired by people. You can follow people that have either something personally or professionally that you really, really want, and that you can see if they did it, I can too. So I hope that this episode or this podcast or the content that I create inspires you in some way. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking about love languages. And my love language to others, whether it's my work or my personal life, is gift giving. And in my personal life, I love to give gifts to people. But in my professional life, creating something and putting it out into the world and seeing how it can impact you in a positive way is my idea of gift giving to others. Maybe I've met you in real life, or I haven't, or it's somebody who doesn't even know I exist. If I can create something and put it out into the world and it impacts you in a positive way, that really is what fuels me and what makes me happy and feel really passionate. And so thank you for listening. If you've tried one of our products, or you've downloaded an episode, or you engage with me on social media, you're supporting this idea that I have of my passion and purpose in this life. And so thank you for giving me this opportunity to do this as a career, because it really is so meaningful for me. And I'm so grateful now to be in a place where I can give back and do more in my local community and inspire the next generation of girls. So that is my life update. We're celebrating 6 years of Summer Fridays. We have an amazing partnership with Girls Inc. of Los Angeles. And I'm really excited to share this episode with you with Dr. Uma Naidu. It's something that's been so life-changing for me, and I hope it inspires and helps you too. I loved your book, Calm Your Mind with Food. I read the entire thing. I was taking pictures and sending it to my friends. I already implemented so many things in the book. But so many people, I think, don't really realize the connection between our diet, what we eat, and anxiety. So can you share us a little bit about how it's connected?
Thanks so much, Mariana. I'm delighted that you enjoyed the book. And, you know, anxiety is just so prevalent that I felt people needed a solution. Anxiety has actually increased 25% since the pandemic, and it was already the most common disorder in mental health. Many people don't realize that it goes beyond just the gut-brain connection. It also includes the actual foods that we eat, including beverages that we consume. So, for example, I love coffee, but not everyone who has anxiety can tolerate coffee. Everyone has a different and very unique gut microbiome. And the connection is quite profound when you realize that there are certain foods that drive anxiety. One of them is the highly sugared foods, the foods that have a lot of added and refined sugars, the foods that are ultra processed and have a lot of ingredients that are just not pure, you know, the additives, colorants, dyes, thickeners. These actually set us up for inflammation in the body and can drive and worsen anxiety. So it is extremely important for us to look at what we're eating when we may be experiencing an increase in anxiety and see how we can help ourselves.
Coffee is a huge one, especially for me. So I've learned that that's one of the things that causes me to feel more anxious. And it's not all coffees, but I've noticed if I get coffees from certain places or certain types of coffee drinks. So often if you go somewhere and you order a latte or something, and then it's two shots of espresso plus a sugary syrup. And so it's almost the way that they're making the coffee that's making me more anxious. So it's not for me that I needed to cut off coffee as a whole, but it was the type of coffee that I was drinking.
I hear this all the time, and different coffees also have different strengths. And often it is exactly as you said, it's what we add to the coffee that could offset the anxiety as well. So for myself, I can tolerate, a couple of cups in the morning so that it doesn't affect my sleep at night. But I've learned to do that over time.
And I want to talk a little bit more about coffee, because I think it's something that so many of us have every day. For you, you said you like to stop drinking it past a certain point. So at what point do you stop drinking coffee in the day? For me, I usually try to stop caffeine by like 1 or 2 p.m. And that if I have more than that, then it affects my sleep. And then if I'm not sleeping well, I'm more anxious.
Same with me. So my hard stop is 2 p.m., but between 12 and 2, I'm flexible. So if I'm at a very nice lunch and really feel like that cup of coffee after I've eaten, I'll go ahead and have it. And also depends on the strength of the coffee. If it's a very strong brew, I've got to be a little bit more careful and lighten it up, or have it less strong so that it doesn't impact me. But it's important for us to enjoy the things that make us feel good too. So I love having my coffee in the morning, because it also kind of contributes to how I feel that day. It's when I go over a certain limit that I feel a little bit like my heart is racing, or I'm feeling a little bit revved up. And that's when I've learned that I've got to cut back or be careful.
Are there any tips for having coffee that can help eliminate some of that jittery, anxious feeling?
I think the biggest thing is, as you mentioned, and as I kind of alluded to as well, if you regularly drink the same coffee, you should go ahead and enjoy it. But it's when you step out of your comfort zone and you're trying out a new coffee place or a new blend or a new, artisanal coffee, be wary of that, because it may just have a different effect on your body, on your gut, and on your level of anxiety. So that's one thing. And the other thing is be careful of what you add to it. There are a lot more options now if you don't drink your coffee just black, and just look for some healthier options and be careful of artificial sweeteners, which are disruptive to the gut, as well as those sugary syrups that make it a great flavor for the holidays or for, you know, whichever holiday we're celebrating at the time. Usually the coffee drinks kind of match those. But unfortunately, those syrups are really very laden with kind of added sugars, which offset any of the benefits you might get from the actual polyphenols in coffee itself.
I know. I've been really conscious about looking at labels when I'm shopping at food stores now, because I want to look for certain things. I know there's inflammatory oils that are not great for us, and that these sugars that are sneaking in things. So I know mostly we should be trying to eat like whole foods, a fresh fruits and vegetables kind of diet. But if we are shopping for packaged foods, what are some of those ingredients and things we should be avoiding?
So the first thing, when you're looking at packaged foods, so the ultra processed or processed foods, the moment that, you know, the ingredient list is a paragraph long and doesn't just say carrots or, you know, broccoli or whatever it might be, you know that it has more stuff in it. If it's words that you don't recognize, if it's colorants, dyes, sweeteners, added sugar, there are 262 other names for sugar used on food labels. So you may not realize a certain food has sugar because they're just using a different name for it. One classic example is brown rice syrup is actually sugar. So understanding that and realizing that the longer the ingredient list, the more likely it is to be full of stabilizers, dyes, thickeners, and things that are really not good for you. So try to stick with food labels that are short and sweet if you know what's in the food. And that way you have a sense of what you're consuming.
I know you guys are always asking me for Nutrafol and my code and what do I do, because it's something that I've been posting for so long, and I really think it's because it actually works. I even went to my dermatologist recently and I was talking to her about hair and hair thinning, and she was like, have you tried Nutrafol? So the fact that my own dermatologist was like, this is the thing that you should use, really told me a lot. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 out of 2 women? If you're among them, know that you're not alone. Thinning is totally normal, but it's not openly talked about. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Hair thinning is complicated, and the problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Just like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. The internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root cause of hair thinning is different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow through different life stages, such as postpartum, menopause, as well as different lifestyles like plant-based diets. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Mariana. Find out why more than 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Mariana. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Mariana. Why exactly are these things causing us to feel more anxious?
Many of them are pro-inflammatory. So they set up the gut for inflammation, and they are the types of foods that feed the bad microbes in the gut that love to feed on things like sugar and candy and, you know, processed and ultra-processed foods and junk foods and fast foods. When they are fed and they are taken care of, unfortunately, they set up inflammation in the gut and a process called dysbiosis, meaning that the good microbes are kind of overtaken by the bad microbes. And when you are set up for inflammation, it starts to cause damaging effects over time within the gut. Over time, you could develop something like leaky gut inflammation, because there's a connection between the gut and brain. It's kind of its own ecosystem. Gut inflammation then leads to brain inflammation. And clinically, often what I might see is an uptick in someone's anxiety when they've kind of made some very distinct dietary changes and have started eating differently, or really are starting to eat more processed, ultra-processed fast foods. You actually can see that change over time. So one of the things we want to be concerned about is fending off or lowering the inflammation in our body. And one of the ways we can do that is through how we eat.
Yeah, food is such a huge thing for us. And it's not only the foods that we eat, but the things that we drink. We touched on coffee already, but let's talk about water and why dehydration and water is tied to anxiety.
You know, many people don't realize that dehydration can make you feel very, very anxious. And one of the tips I tell all of my patients is, you know, if you wake up with anxiety, make sure to drink some cool water just to soothe your body. Overnight, we have slept and your body is just naturally dehydrated. But, you know, it is so important just to keep well hydrated, because water is such an important component of the biochemical reactions that occur in our body at a cellular level. So when we are dehydrated, you know, so many things can get out of whack. I will often say to people, if you're stopping, you know, at the supermarket and you're feeling hungry, stop and have a small bottle of water, because a few things here, it will offset those cravings, because hunger and thirst are often mixed signals in the brain because they come from a very similar area. So it's one way to quell those cravings and that hunger until you can get home and make some healthy choices. And you might actually also make some healthier choices when you're shopping in the supermarket. But another reason is that we want to make sure throughout the day that we're sipping and drinking water to make sure that we are adequately hydrated. So it's just an important, easy step that we can take to help our anxiety by being mindful of drinking enough water.
Yeah, it's such a simple thing that so many of us can do. And I know there's so many amazing benefits to drinking water, but helping our anxiety is definitely a huge one. And something that I want to learn more about, and in the last year, I've been hearing more about it, and I always get confused when I go shopping in the store, is I know that we're not supposed to have certain types of oils in our foods that are really inflammatory. Which are the ones that we should be really looking out for on labels?
The ones that I am always concerned about are things like corn oil, you know, soybean oil, and things like that, and some of the seed oils. So I try to encourage people, or palm oil, I try to encourage people to, you know, understand that there are certain ones that are okay, you know, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, you know, a little bit of coconut oil, some ghee or clarified butter, you know, those are perfectly fine in moderation. So that becomes important. I think sometimes it's easier for people to look for those, because there's also a lot of trickery on food labels where things are called, but like with sugar, called by different names. So sometimes it may not be obvious that it contains a certain unhealthy fat or oil.
And another thing that I know we want to maybe avoid, and this is a really hard one for so many of us, and that's thinking about grains and carbs. And I know that they taste really delicious, but what is it doing to our blood sugar and how that crash can affect how we feel?
Well, let's take something that many people consider a healthy food for breakfast, which is oatmeal. And on its own, you know, oatmeal is a grain. Certainly, you know, steel-cut oats, it has a good amount of fiber and has other nutrients in it. But unfortunately, oats, two things about it. The actual oats do spike up our blood sugar. But separately, most people don't just eat plain oats. They add honey or brown sugar or lots of toppings to it that make it more tasty, because it, you know, it doesn't have much flavor. So there are two issues with it. And one of the things to be careful about is that certain grains do cause a spike in our blood sugar, which may not be the healthiest for us. So making sure that we think about our nutritional psychiatry played for calming our mind in terms of a small portion of grains, because healthy whole grains are actually helpful for the gut microbes. They need the fiber. They, you know, feed on the fiber, so it's important, but we want to have it in moderation. We don't want to have a huge serving of those grains, because they don't have the best effects on our blood sugar. And unfortunately, if that's how we're eating on a consistent basis, and we are setting off our metabolism in the wrong direction and sort of, you know, reaching pre-diabetes, or we are, you know, setting ourselves up for insulin resistance, it becomes very problematic to our mental health as well. And we're understanding this link much more now. And for that reason, I caution my patients to certainly eat grains, but be mindful of when they eat them and the quantity, the portions that they eat.
And does that same thought kind of go for oat milk as well? And then especially because a lot of the oat milks then add the oil in there to make it kind of like froth up.
That is true. So I am not, you know, I know that oat milk has a fan base for people who find it creamy, and I certainly understand that. But I think there are other ways to get that. And because it is made from oats, it's going to still impact your blood sugar in a particular way. So again, if that's what you put in your coffee, add a little bit. But if you're a person who's drinking 6 cups of coffee, which I'm guessing you're not, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of oat milk over a day, and that could have an impact. But if you enjoy a couple of cups and you have just a little bit of oat milk in it, perfectly fine. But if you're noticing your anxiety to be getting worse, you may want to switch that out with a different type of milk and see how you feel.
We've talked a little bit about the things that you should be avoiding in your diet, but I know there's so many amazing things that we can be adding into our diet through either supplements, herbs, and food. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the herbal medicines that you recommend. And I want to talk first about ashwagandha.
Yes. So ashwagandha has been used in Vedic medicine for a very long time. And it's actually has in modern times a good amount of information in human trials to help anxiety. The thing about ashwagandha is that it has a very bitter taste. So it's not something we necessarily want to consume or eat or drink with tea. It's just easier as a supplement. So definitely, you know, speak with your prescriber if you're adding that to your regimen. But it has helped some of my patients with anxiety. And it's definitely something to consider if you are struggling, as many of us are, with anxiety right now.
And then another one that you recommend in your book is berberine. And I actually just had somebody on recently, and we talked about balancing your hormones, and berberine was one she shared as well. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this and how we can incorporate it into our routines.
Yeah. So again, it's as a supplement, and it has some very positive effects. And I want people to be thinking all the time about ways that they are balancing their blood sugar, that they are, you know, helping, they're sort of helping offset things like cravings. All of these things are going to do slightly different things, but sort of get us to the best effect to help lower anxiety and keep our metabolism in check. And that's where, you know, berberine comes in.
And how do you recommend people try some of these new supplements, whether it's ashwagandha or berberine or something else? And then how do we use these also if we want to take a probiotic to help our gut, to help anxiety?
So, you know, another thing, because you mentioned earlier something about metabolism, you know, it stimulates glycolysis, it improves insulin secretion, and it has impacts on the liver. So it, by lowering insulin resistance, it actually helps us really fend off obesity and other conditions, even things like being overweight. So it's definitely helpful. And it's been even tested in things like metabolic syndrome, which is one of the things I talk about in the book as well. Now, if you're, you know, looking to try these supplements, you definitely want to mention it to your prescriber if you are taking other medications. But look for a clean supplement, meaning, you know, one that has a good rating, has good reviews, maybe has been rated by Consumer Reports, that you could find easily, that's not made with a ton of other ingredients added. And, you know, after you've spoken to your provider, maybe do a trial and see how it makes you feel. You're going to need to continue to take it for a while in order to feel the impact. It won't be immediate. So that's important to understand as well.
And then I want to talk about shopping at the grocery store. So are there some grocery store staples that you think are really good to help us feel our best?
There's certain things I keep in my fridge, and I'll start there. Being set up in your home with some ingredients where you can almost always put together a meal quickly is important. And some of the things I always have on hand are things like berries, different types of leafy greens, nuts and seeds, you know, some citrus fruit, different colorful vegetables. I like to challenge myself to try out a new vegetable, try the different color. I love the hues of things like purple cauliflower and purple sprouting broccoli, which is on the cover of the book. But things like that, because of their very powerful antioxidant effects and things like sulforaphane. So I always have them either fresh or frozen. This frozen is perfectly fine in the United States. Vegetables are frozen. Vegetables and fruit are frozen at their peak. So if you don't have time to chop cauliflower and broccoli, it's perfectly fine to use frozen. Just make sure, again, from the food label that there's no added syrup or sugar or added sodium is the other one. So have some of those things on hand. And once you have on hand things like dried or canned legumes, beans, and lentils, because these are a great source of protein that are easy to make if you're in a rush. So canned chickpeas, these, if you can, buy them organic and then just rinse them out and use it. Canned black beans. And also, if you eat salmon and different types of fish, canned salmon is a good one to have on hand as a healthy snack. You know, oysters and clams, even canned, healthy options for omega-3s. So these are good things to have on hand in your kitchen, you know, and then do your regular shopping as well.
This episode is all about things that we can do to support ourselves. And really for me, food and the things I put into my body and the things I'm choosing to eat or not eat really, really help how I feel. Eating better is easier than ever with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. I kept seeing so many of my friends post Factor, and they're busy moms and just busy businesswomen and on the go, and I knew that when they could fit into their lifestyles, it was something that I could do easily too. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. So I am very busy, so anything that's 2-minute meals is really helpful for me. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. There's pancakes, smoothies, and more, so you guys can discover a wide variety of easy to eat options like breakfast, midday bites, and more. So there's no prep, no messy meals, and Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And it's really flexible for your schedule, so get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule deliveries anytime, which is perfect when I'm traveling. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Just sign up and save. They've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/Mariana50 and use code Mariana50 for 50% off. That's code Mariana50 at factormeals.com/Mariana50 to get 50% off. You talk about healthy fats in the book. It's pillar 4 of your 6 pillars. And I know a lot of times, especially when women are eating, they're trying to think about different ways that they want to put together a plate, but they often don't think about the healthy fat portion of it. So why are healthy fats important to calming the mind?
Healthy fats are from things like, you know, omega-3s, from olive oil, from avocado, from fatty fish. But, you know, many people don't think about a plate in that way. But when it comes to anxiety, we do need to be thinking about our plate, including healthy fats, which are filling, satiating, helpful for the brain. They offset inflammation. And these are so key to being part of that balanced anti-anxiety plate, as I call it. So I want people to always be thinking, you know, should I put olive oil on my salad dressing? Should I have a few slices of avocado on my food? Should my protein today be, you know, wild-caught salmon or something else? You know, it's just a good way to keep the principles of building that anti-anxiety plate top of mind by going through those 6 pillars.
And let's say we're hearing everything you're saying. We want to make these changes in our diet, the things that we're cutting out or the things that we're adding in. How long will it take us to start seeing results of, you know, feeling better?
You know, in my clinic, I've had people contact me after a week and tell me things like they're sleeping better and they didn't realize that the anxiety was causing them to have insomnia. But once they start making at least one healthy habit change or lifestyle change, they're noticing a difference. But other people, 2 to 3 weeks on average, really start to notice a difference, remembering that, you know, at least 80% of the time we need to be consistent. You know, you can't out-supplement a bad diet, so you can't be ordering fast food every day and taking berberine and ashwagandha and expecting them to work. You know, it's a symphony within our body, right? It's a symphony. So everything needs to work together to produce beautiful music and to help our anxiety in a similar way. You know, think about these things as working together. So being consistent at least 80% of the time, following these healthy guidelines and making those healthy habit changes become really key.
And I think a lot of things too that I've been hearing from some of my friends lately is that their anxiety is so bad that it's causing other kind of symptoms, whether they feel like physically ill or like their immune system doesn't feel great. So is changing your diet like these things too going to also help those other physical symptoms outside of like the heart racing and anxious thoughts and feelings?
It's so true, because in the first part of the book, I discuss the problem. And in that section, I discuss immunity in the brain, immunity and anxiety, metabolism, which we've touched on, and anxiety. So you're absolutely right. You see, about 70% of the immune system is in the gut. And the gut is such a big focus, certainly of how inflammation gets set up, where many of those immune cells are. When we are not taking care of our diet, when we are eating poorly, very stressed and have lots of things going on, it could actually impact all of these systems, right? Because in our body, even though medical care tends to be siloed, so you see a kidney doctor if you have a kidney stone and a heart doctor if you have an abnormal heart rhythm, truth is that the body shouldn't be siloed. And what I try to practice in nutritional and metabolic psychiatry is a holistic and integrated approach. So you are absolutely right. One of these pillars can affect the other. And one of the things we want to do is do our best to be consistently helping all of them out so that each system is working to the best of its ability. And all of that really helps anxiety immensely.
And if we don't change our diet and this inflammation, you know, remains over time and we're not handling our anxiety, what problems can this lead to later down in our life?
Well, certainly there's a lot of comorbidity with increased anxiety over a lifetime. Things like, just top of mind, things like cardiac disease can be problematic if we are anxious and it's driven by metabolic syndrome or type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance, because we just, one of the reasons we're anxious is we're eating poorly and we're just driving and worsening that inflammation. That could lead to, you know, several problems in our lives down the road. So one of the things we want to think about is that even, you know, people think about things like cognition and longevity and their brain health and dementia. Well, anxiety is part of that too. Anxiety is part of brain health, and how you eat is also going to impact your other physical systems in the body. So it's hugely important to sort of be taking care of all of it. Just, you know, chunk it down into steps that feel doable and feel that you can tame them. And that's why in the second and third parts of the book, I wrote about the different macro and micronutrients, but I also designed an anti-anxiety shopping list and a protocol to go along with it. So you can just take a section of that list. You can just take a day at a time and break it down for yourself. So it feels like an attainable step or an attainable change that you can make.
Yeah, I love that you made it really easy for us in the end of the book. And I took pictures. That way, when I go to the store, I can just have everything in there. So it was really easy for me to follow. And so that's an easy way for us to start making new habits. Is there anything that you think, if there's like one food that you wish people just would stop eating because it's like so bad for their anxiety and their mental health, what would that be?
I would have to say it's one of the sugary things that people tend to turn to, either candy bar, or maybe it's a type of candy, or it could be, you know, a very sugary cookie, but something that has the added and refined sugar. So I'm not talking about blueberries, because although that has sugar, it's natural and it comes with other nutrients. But that's one of the biggest things that's really harming us in terms of anxiety, is we consuming so many added sugars, sometimes even in savory foods as well, like ketchup or pasta sauces, salad dressings. So looking out for those, or being careful of where we get those added sugars from. Sugar is an important part of our diet. We need it, but where we get it from becomes really important.
Yeah, like even for me, looking at labels all the time, I'll be in like a healthy food store and I'll go to pick up an oat milk, and then the second ingredient after oats is cane sugar.
Right. Exactly. Yes, exactly. So being smart about that and realizing, you know what, this may not be the best choice for me. And then looking at, you know, what the exact grams are become important too. But, you know, in my book, I also have a recipe that I learned to make just from hemp seeds. So hemp milk is easy to make. And one of the reasons I created this recipe was because when I travel, especially if I'm launching a book or I'm, you know, working, if I'm traveling a lot, I buy these delicious milks, but I don't end up using all of it. And so I developed this recipe because it's really easy to make in small batches. So sometimes switching it up, trying a different milk becomes easier. And I think that a lot of companies have realized now that people are onto the added sugars that they have included and are more savvy to that. So there are things like recipes for making your own milk or machines for making your own nut milk. So you know at home what's going into it.
Exactly. And it's so much easier to make than I think people think. You just put it in a blender with some water and blend it up and sometimes just strain it and that's it.
Exactly. And I didn't realize how easy it was until I started doing it at home. And I love it. So, and it's very creamy. So, you know, there's a lot you can do with heating it a little, or even if you have it cold and a little frother that you would use for, you know, some type of coffee that you're making. So there are ways to be innovative with food and to have fun with it and to enjoy it and actually have it be beneficial to our brain and to also to help our anxiety.
And you have another book too. So we've talked about Calm Your Mind with Food. It's a revolutionary guide to controlling your anxiety, but you have another bestseller, This Is Your Brain on Food. So tell me a little bit about that book.
This Is Your Brain on Food was the first book to really bring nutritional and metabolic psychiatry to the forefront. It was released in 2020 during the pandemic, and it really seemed to resonate with a lot of people. What it is, Mariana, is it's an overarching description of not only the gut-brain connection and the science behind it. It's highly referenced so that anything you check in the book or read in the book, you can look up the research behind it. But it looks at the different conditions in mental health, from anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, you know, cognitive problems, insomnia, focus and attention, ADHD, and the foods that you should embrace for these conditions and the foods that you want to really cut back on or lower if you're eating them, because they could actually worsen that specific disorder or condition. It also has recipes. It has lists of foods that, you know, you can choose from. It has a section on how to set up your kitchen if you are, you know, trying to do more cooking at home. And so hopefully it offers a lot of solutions for people who really want to take care of their overall mental well-being.
Well, your book is amazing and it's an amazing resource for people. And I think if they get this or listen to this episode, these are lifelong lifestyle changes that can add to your life in such an amazing way. So thank you for your books because they are so helpful. And I hope that it helps somebody listening to it today.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted you loved the books and thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review because it would mean so much to me and follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.